Cleaning up after the winter around this place is a difficult job, not only because of the effort it requires, but also because of certain tricks of perception, almost like an illusionist's tricks, that the work can play. Last year, for example, I set out to cut down the seedling ash, maple, and cherry growing up on a green bank behind our backyard. These were little buggy whip things, 8 or 9 feet tall and as big around as your thumb. They were easy to remove, one snap of a pair of loppers, and they were down. The problem was that the whips rose from a dense growth of wild blackberries. These berries produce the most lethal thorns that I have ever seen. Their barbed canes seem actually to reach out and attack you. I sallied into the thicket with my loppers, chopped mightily, and then retreated to survey my work, only to find several seedlings still waving at me from the armed heart of the patch. Heated, raked, and bleeding from 100 scratches, as though I had lost a 10-rounder with a litter of tiger cubs, I returned to the break to cut the remaining whips. I couldn't do it. There was always another uncut stem. I couldn't cut the last whip. Mysteriously, there was no last whip. My overgrown briar patch was a magician's top hat, from which the conjurer can always extract another rabbit.